What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So which side do y'all think North Korea supports, Palestine or Israel? Just guess. It is Palestine. The DPRK has actually never recognized the state of Israel. They have always upheld the right of Palestinian people to self-determination and resistance. And this is beyond moral and rhetorical support. The DPRK has actively armed and trained Palestinian resistance for decades. That includes the PLO, the PFLP, and the DFLP have trained troops by the DPRK. So while the U.S. is here training the IOF with police, North Korea is training Palestinian.
That is a young woman, of course, at NYU, where you pay $70,000, $85,000, $100,000 with cost of living, etc. An NYU student explaining how North Korea is a force for good in the world because they're helping Hamas, essentially. Yeah, so okay. Helping Palestine.
So she wasn't being sarcastic.
No. She's completely sincere.
That was actual happy giddiness that, hey, look, one of the worst regimes that's ever existed on planet Earth is on our side.
Right.
Wow.
Entire generations of children with brain damage because of malnutrition, famine, torture, murder of political dissidents. But they're supporting our side, so they're good people. I don't even know what to say.
So
numbnut.
So that's a good start.
Chinese weapons have been found in Gaza. China is the number one supplier of Russia now against Ukraine. You got Iran, China, Russia working with North Korea against everything that is good in the world.
To destabilize the world, especially the Western part of the world.
The sooner everybody catches on to that, including our government, the better.
Meanwhile, at MIT, another one of the elite universities in America, you had a bunch of students. It looks to be a few dozen. It's not a huge crowd. Doing a little chanting. Go ahead and roll it, Michael. 79. Now, that's probably all you need to hear because they're chanting in Arabic. They chant in English a little while later. I'm going to roll. You know what? I might as well turn out the volume on this. It'll be atmospheric. I am going to read the direct translations of what they're chanting. We wish to say it loud and clear. We don't want to see Jews here.
How is that possibly tolerated?
From water to water, Palestine Arab, meaning get rid of the Jews. From water to water, Israel destroyed. You're about to change the tune. All right, from water to water, Palestine Arab. Second verse, same as the first. Could get better, but it's going to get worse. We will sacrifice our blood and souls for you, Palestine, vowing martyrdom. All, of course, in their keffiyehs and masks and looking like brave revolutionaries. That the kid banging on the drum and with an N95 mask. Free Palestine, Israel, get out.
So, since we now know that all that crap about microaggressions and everything was just to put us on our heels.
Yeah, just a weapon.
They're not actually anti-violence.
Oh, the Iron Gate of Al-Aqsa, open for the martyr.
As somebody pointed out over the weekend, I hadn't thought about this. The media calling these anti-war protests? No, they're specifically war protests. They're pro-war protests.
Yeah.
They're just pro on the other side from what the United States is supporting. These are pro-war protests. They're not anti-war protests.
Interestingly, one of these phrases is translated here from water to water, death to the Zionists. Except as a native Arabic speaker points out, no, they used, and I can't remember the term, but that's not Zionists, that's Jews. So from water to water, death to the Jews.
I mean, people who are calling for a ceasefire, I suppose you could call that an anti-war protest. But
well,
if they're also chanting, which they are, from the river to the sea, the only way you eliminate the people that are there would be through, you know, armed force.
True.
So these are pro-war protests.
Yeah, absolutely true. I guess that's the gist of it, yeah. So, and again, but the chants in English were more restrained.
A couple of the things that I came across the weekend with the protests. Leaked texts written by Boston University students in the Students for Justice in Palestine, the SJP, which if you've been following this story and reading about it, is one of the organizations really funding this whole thing. Some of the leaked texts show them enthusiastically celebrating the October 7th massacre on the day it occurred. So those texts are out if you want to read them. They were happier in heck that Hamas went in there and murdered babies and children and raped wives in front of their husbands and plucked the husband's eyes out in front of the kids before they murdered the kids. Yep, cheering that. That's something.
And their ultimate goal, of course, is to install Islamic totalitarianism.
There was another article in the New York Times actually quoting Peggy Noonan from the Wall Street Journal, which you read from last week, in which she tried to talk to some of these protesters.
Yeah.
Peggy Noonan of the Wall Street Journal, and they wouldn't talk to her. They said they weren't trained. Came across this text relating to that. The Palestine protesters don't talk to reporters because they know they're a pro-war movement, as I was just talking about. Only the trained leaders know how to use the right euphemisms to muddy this fact that they're a pro-war movement. So the untrained foot soldiers aren't supposed to talk because it is a pro-war movement. They have to find a way to massage it. So it's not obviously that, but it is that.
So it occurs to me, I have quoted Patrice Cullors on that videotape saying, we're trained Marxists. We're trained in all of this stuff. I've referenced it like 50 times, and we haven't gotten the actual audio. Surely we can find that at some point. And because this conversation is going to be the conversation going forward for quite a long time.
There have been 2,300 arrests nationwide so far at college campuses. That was, I think, on Friday. It's probably up since then because they arrested a bunch of people at the University of Michigan graduation over the weekend in which the crowd was chanting USA, USA. That was awesome, awesome. Here's another chant I really enjoyed. LSU students were chanting at the Hamas glampers, it calls them here. I think that's a pretty funny term. Glamping is when you do, you're not really camping. You're doing kind of a fancy version.
Glam camping. Yep.
LSU students chanting at the Hamas glampers that they have zero SEC championships. LSU being a, yeah. That's kind of funny.
Wow.
Of all the things to key in on. There's one more that I wanted to get on. I did see, and I don't remember which university this was at. There were a bunch of guys up on a platform with the keffiyehs around their head, dressed like they're in Hamas. And the guy was doing 10 fingers, then 5 and 2, 7, and then throat slit action.
Oh, my God.
Pointing at the Jewish students who were down with their flags.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Holy cow, this is 1936 Germany.
I mean, the fact that that is happening and they aren't arrested or expelled immediately is as keeps being pointed out. But anything within 1,000 miles of that, and you have the FBI on camera. If a noose is found in a tree, even though it likely is going to turn out to be from an activist, if a noose is found in a tree, you have FBI on the campus and the president giving a speech about it because of the threat to black students. But you have people standing there saying 10-7 going to slit your throat, pointing at the Jewish students. That flies for some reason.
That reminds me, over the weekend, the press spent 2 solid days on a 2-second clip of one student making bigoted gestures at Ole Miss and tried to imply those actions represent the entire crowd. This guy had a big black girl yelling at him in his face, and so he made some sort of King Kong noise or monkey noise or something, which admittedly is not a cool thing to do. But all of a sudden, the mainstream media was like, oh my God, yes, 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 let's focus on white people being racist. 2 days of coverage. So you've got illegal camps set up chanting death to the Jews and barring Jewish students from going to class from the river to the sea, blah, 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 blah. But this one jackass makes one gesture, and all of a sudden, that's the story.
And not surprising, as this has been the case throughout modern history, the leaders of these protests, whether it's Osama bin Laden or this guy here, are often rich kids.
Oh, yeah.
And because being a rich kid can make you miserable because everything was handed to you and you got to find an identity in your life, you latch on to violent overthrowing of everything that already exists. One of the violent leaders, one of the most violent leaders of the Columbia University riots that got arrested last week is the son of a millionaire ad exec who owns a $3.4 million Brooklyn townhouse, has a model baby mama and a stepmom. His stepmom is dating John Cougar. I don't know why that factors in.
Hurts so good.
This kid, he looks like he's in his mid-20s, so I don't know if he's a student or not, but he was certainly one of the leaders that got arrested. Longtime anarchist, he himself, at his age, lives in a 3,000-square-foot, three-story townhouse that he paid $2.3 million for and moved in there with his model baby mama.
Wow.
And he is out there protesting about how
awful
the country is.
As a Marxist, yeah. It strikes me that the Marxists do a really good job of seizing and perverting what's a pretty good impulse. So you're some rich kid, and you think spending dad's money and just kind of seeking pleasure and coasting, that's not what I want for my life. I want to do something impactful. I want to do something important, which is really kind of a cool impulse.
Well, that's the way we tend to be built.
But the radicals recognize that and are way better than conservatives, patriots, whatever, in finding those people and saying, hey, this is a life of purpose for you.
Well, you'd think if your stepmom was dating John Mellencamp, you could find happiness.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's a little ditty about Jews and Hamas. Hey, stepdad, you mind if I use your tune? I got a song. No, I'm not cool with that, says the Heartland rocker imagination.
I mentioned that I took in a whole bunch of reading and podcasts and stuff like that from the other side, from the side of the cultural Marxists. And so their argument is, you know, I'm always talking about, we're talking about the lack of religion and all that sort of stuff has left a gap where people don't have any meaning in their lives, so they're latching on this sort of stuff. Their argument is that capitalism did that. Capitalism has taken away people's meaning in life, and so they want to tear down the system to try to come up with some meaning because capitalism has erased all meaning from its destroyed communities and taken away the function of society, which is a heck of an interesting argument. But
therefore, Karl Marx.
Therefore, tear it down.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Not really good with what would replace it? What examples you have throughout history of something replacing that and it being good?
No. They got it wrong. We'll get it right. Got a great local tie-in for you. Close to the Radio Ranch in Northern California coming up later.
Cool.
I just... Earlier in the show, if you were... Oh, we don't have a lot of time. We're going through various examples of where the DEI, which is neo-Marxism, it's the same thing. It's tearing down the system. A bunch of different excuses. Instead of just coming out and saying capitalism sucks, therefore we need to tear it down, they come up with a bunch of different gripes, but it all ends up with we should tear it down. And we went through a bunch of examples of some places where people are becoming more and more aware of how insidious this is and what it is, and they're hammering the brakes on it. But there are other areas of society where it's just screaming ahead down the track. We've got a screaming ahead example a little bit later on.
A lot of good stuff on the way. Hope you can stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
On Brazil's Copacabana Beach, 1.6 million people heading out for the Material Girl. A free Madonna concert to close out her celebration tour, setting the record for the largest standalone concert audience ever by any artist in history. Celebrating 40 years in the music industry.
How many million people watched Madonna at this concert?
Free Madonna concert? Why was she jailed?
I've been to outdoor concerts where there was 50,000 people there, and I thought, why am I here? I'm watching it on a giant screen from a mile away. I mean, I guess I can claim I was here. 1.2 million.
I sentence you to 10 years for elderly skankery.
You might be a mile away from where she's singing. Can you say you were at her concert?
I guess it's just a party at that point.
Sure, yeah.
Wow. Madonna, still super popular south of the equator.
Going to run through a couple of things here, just grabbing my notes from the weekend. Note one, I accidentally grabbed my son's suit and it's too big for me. So I feel weird today and my clothes don't fit.
Wow.
I got to make sure I get my own clothes, which are smaller.
Close enough.
Congress had its lowest ever approval rating at the end of April, 13%. That's the lowest Congress has ever been in a Gallup poll.
13?
It's pretty low.
That's like polling losing an eye.
Right. Yeah. Some people say, you know, I'd be easier having one eye.
This one damn eye of mine bothers me all the time. Wow, 13. And all as always, you 13%. What is your standard?
I don't know if you saw the Caitlin Clark highlight that I tweeted out from her first ever WNBA game the other night. In the first half of her first game ever, she scored 16 points, 4 3-pointers. My favorite part was the highlight that I tweeted out. Clearly, some girls were like, okay, you're in the pros now. We're going to show you what defense is. And they were all over her. She just dribbled around them like a million miles an hour, got some separation, and nailed a long three. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was pretty impressive. It was pretty impressive. I don't know if that's going to continue to bring ratings or not. And one other thing I wanted to mention, I complain about this all the time. So I was applying for a rental. So to do that, you got to go to their website and like sign up for some website thingy.
Their portal.
Portal or whatever. Yeah. To even say you'd like to look at the place, which is highly annoying. And then agree to their terms. And I thought, okay, for fun, every once in a while I do this. I decide to look at what are the damn terms that I'm agreeing to right here. It's probably something horrific. And in the middle of the terms, it had a little thing in there. We have the right to change these terms at any time after you agree to them.
Now that's a term.
So I either can't look at this place or apply for it, or I have to agree to give you all my information, including my social security number, and your terms are we get to change the terms whenever we want.
The terms are whatever we say they are.
Our terms now are we get to sell your social security number to Mexicans crossing the border, or I don't know what their terms are.
Russian mob.
Yeah. And we have to put up with that. There's got to, somehow laws have to get put in place to deal with that.
That's an all-timer right there.
Well, it might be in half the stuff I sign. Usually I don't ever look at the terms.
I wonder if that is, like, standard
language. It was so many pages down. I mean, I scrolled through, if it was pages, maybe 10 pages of legalese before I got to that one sentence.
This cannot stand.
You would hope not.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
So Israel's going to go into Rafah this week. That's what Netanyahu said. So that could be any day. They ask thousands and thousands of Palestinians to get out of there. Main reason I mention that is, one, it's going to be interesting to watch from a military perspective. But two, I think the protests could get completely re-energized because there was a bit of a lull over the weekend. And it could get hot, hot, hot again.
So a lot of the college kids are sincere about whatever sub-issue they're chanting about, whether it's Israel, Hamas, or trans rights or what have you. But as we've been discussing on and off the whole show, it's all about neo-Marxism, trying to usher in a Marxist utopia. And again, if you're just tuning in, I know what you're saying. Wait a minute, what is, like, anti-racism, even if I think Ibram Kendi's a crackpot and Robin DiAngelo is a moron who leads other morons, what does that have to do with Marxism? I don't know, do you want to do the super short description of it? Or?
Well, the economic version of Marxism didn't work. The Frankfurt School, which kicked off all of this, the geniuses there back in the 20s, it was basically that, okay, so they had a revolution in Russia, but why didn't we have one in Germany? I mean, everybody's unhappy with the economics, but we didn't have a revolution, and they decided economics is not motivating enough, so they have to go after every aspect of culture and tear that down.
Hence critical theory. It's critical of everything and finds ridiculous things to say that's problematic, and the whole, it doesn't matter what you meant. It's the what was received is one of the tools of it, because they can say, oh, what you said there is racist. You say, I didn't mean it in a racist way at all. I meant this. That doesn't matter. The whole point is to get you on your heels so they can tear down the system and usher in their Marxist utopia. They just exploit any division they can find. Having said that, we got this note from Al Anonymous. Might even be Aileen Anonymous. Might be a man, might be a woman, which, by the way, are the only two sexes. And you can't change it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. This person has worked as a substitute in the Sacramento School District And holy sh! I can't say that. Has it opened my eyes to the insanity that's going on in education? This person has kids not far off your kid's age, Jack. Early teens, that sort of thing. And after seeing the insanity that's going on, we moved my daughter to private school, and my son will be going soon. Keeping in mind, he was teaching at Sacramento schools.
That's funny. I got a... No, I can't say that.
All right.
Never mind.
Think about it. As a sub, I get to see the real day of what these kids are exposed to, and it makes me sick, angry, disappointed, really, really mad. I sub all ages K through 12, and it's bad across the board. What I've enclosed is only the most recent example of things I've found in the classroom. This is perhaps from the best high school in the Sacramento County Unified School District and is published by the Gay Straight Alliance and is distributed on campus to the children. My quick take is that it takes confused and probably gay teens and sets them on the Marxist path. And I'll explain how in a second, with things that have absolutely nothing to do with sexuality and conflating issues in a serious and dangerous way. Anyway, I thought this was a beautiful example of what we've been talking about. Okay, so these are gay kids, and they're not sure about being gay, and they're confused, effeminate boys, butch girls, whatever. And they bring them into the Gay Straight Alliance, okay? So what does the Gay Straight Alliance teach you? All right, here's their nine-point platform. This is the National Trans Youth Council. And again, this stuff is handed out to the kids in the Gay Straight Alliance on the campuses of middle schools, high schools, probably elementary schools. Here are your 9 points. One, we call for the right of self-determination and control of our destinies. Thomas Jefferson agreed with you. Okay, we're fine. Two, we call for the abolition of the police, ICE, borders, and the judicial system. Whoa, 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 0 to 60.
So they're handing this out to sixth graders? We call for the abolition of the police?
So I come to the Gay Straight Alliance and I say, you know, I'm a young boy, and I find myself attracted to some of my friends and not to girls. They say, great!
Let's abolish the police and open the borders.
And ICE and open the borders and abolish the entire judicial system. And you, as an impressionable youngster, like, this is part of it? Absolutely it is. And you're so special. We're so glad you came to us. We're so glad we're going to help you out. And remember, we got to abolish the police. So that's as quick as that neo-Marxist leap is made. This is how it works. There's more. It's very small print. You can tell they're handing it out to young kids and not middle-aged dudes. Luckily, my eyesight is fantastic. Point three, we call for an end to disposability politics and a commitment to transformative justice. I was listening to NPR over the weekend because it's so helpful to hear the arguments being made on the left, so I know what I'm here to counter. And man, they had a couple of author chicks who'd written a book about this crap together. And the amount of collegiate-style jargon that comes out of their mouths, they can't tell you what day it is without collectivist decolonization talk.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. We call for an end of the cisgender heterosexual patriarchy. We call for decolonization and reparations for all indigenous and black peoples. Again, I'm a 12-year-old boy who realizes I'm attracted to boys, and you're like, you want reparations for all black peoples? What about the ones who are like running Nigeria and are rich as can be?
So the argument, unless you haven't caught on to this, on why you got to disrupt all this stuff is that's what's keeping the awful system in place. All of these things. Cops are keeping the white supremacist, straight, white male world going the way it is. Our borders, just everything that's part of the structure needs to go so that we can turn it upside down and get the world where we'll be happy somehow.
Right.
Like the last part of it kind of drifts off to yada, yada, yada.
Oh, no, we'll manage that. We'll get that done. Don't worry about it. Marxism will bring in happiness. But that's why structural is so important in structural racism. What they're saying is, Jack, I'm reminded once again of your WASP infiltration of your roof that one time.
That was horrible.
Nightmarish, yeah. But what they're saying is you can't just replace the roof. You can't just remove the nest. The WASPs are in the very structure of the house. Or the racism is in every structure of our society. Therefore, we have to completely tear down society and usher in a neo-Marxist utopia. Let me just finish this real quick, the nine-point plan. We call for comprehensive education that reflects our histories and needs. We call for an end to global white supremacy. We call for land justice and environmental justice. Again, so you're some kid who Greta Thunberg has really caught your ear, and you're like, oh, my God, we're going to boil alive and the seas are going to drown us. And
we're going to boil alive.
And so
this is all wrong.
And so my...
That sounds unpleasant.
And so, well, yes, as a 12-year-old, I would be rather concerned about that. And so you decide, okay, my thing is climate change. I want to fight against the oil companies and climate change because I'm convinced that it will kill us all because they've terrified me as a child. What do you have in common with the 12-year-old boy who realizes he's attracted to boys? Or the butch girl? Or the young black man who's been convinced that all white people are against him? What the hell do you have in common? Really nothing. Except that these people convince you need to tear down the United States and Western civilization. One, I think there's one more, yeah. We invite our comrades, accomplices, and allies to join us. And then some of the other things they hand out, we call for the abolition of ICE, but that's just kind of details, I guess.
That's incredible.
National Trans Youth Council, decolonization, reparations, for there you go.
I know of a school.
Oh, these are stickers I'm supposed to put on my notebook for school. A sticker on my math book that says decolonization and reparations for all indigenous and black people.
So, Jerry Seinfeld was on every show except ours that exists on planet Earth over the last 2 weeks.
Thanks, Jerry.
Promoting his Unfrosted movie, which I watched on Friday night and thought was pretty damn funny. Bill Burr's portrayal of John F. Kennedy, I thought was really, really good. But,
laughing, so, just thinking about it.
So Seinfeld was on with Bill Maher over the weekend on his Sitting in the Basement show for like an hour and a half talking about things.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Maher gave Jerry Seinfeld a birthday present. They're friends going way, way back. And Seinfeld just turned 70. And so Bill Maher gave him a poster from the 1964 World's Fair, which I guess was in New York. And they both were New Yorkers, and it went, and it reminds them of childhood and everything like that. And it was this map, and they were looking at the map, and there at the World's Fair, there was the GM exhibit, and there was the all the different countries' exhibits and everything like that. And I don't remember which one of them brought up the idea of, you couldn't do that now. You couldn't do that now, because there'd be people protesting outside the GM exhibit that it contributes to climate change, and any of the countries would be claiming cultural appropriation, and this thing over there would be claiming, you know, that's homophobic or whatever.
Sure.
And Seinfeld said, I thought this was really interesting. He said, do you remember the comedian? He mentioned this comedian you wouldn't know that I've seen before live. It's fantastic. But anyway, he had a line from way back in the day whenever anybody would heckle him. He'd say, I'm sorry, sir, only one of us gets a microphone tonight. And that was his line for hecklers. And Seinfeld said, that's what has happened. That's what has ruined the world. Now, everybody has a microphone with the internet and just, you know, everything. Everybody has a microphone. And now everything is ruined. It's ruined the world.
Wow.
And they both, as two old men, just, you know, kind of did the whole shake your head. The world is ruined thing that you do when you get to be old. But that is absolutely right. Everybody got a microphone and everything is ruined. Tell me that's not true.
Well, it's because everybody has decided they deserve a microphone. And yes, I understand the irony. I'm saying this into one. But they think they have a microphone all the time. And I remember talking about this when my kids were in high school, which was longer ago than I'd like to admit. Certainly the older ones. And I would go to their plays and musicals and stuff like that. And the kids would like shout from the audience. And not heckle exactly, but support or comment on the action from the audience. Like, I deserve some spotlight too. The kids rehearsed for months, of course. They were in costume and they'd memorize their lines there up on stage. But so many of the kids in the audience thought, no, I get a little attention too tonight.
And nobody did anything about that?
No. No. No, I couldn't believe it and I couldn't stand it. Because it's... And maybe it's because I'm a performer, but the idea of you've done all of that to get the spotlight, and now I'm going to get some of that spotlight, is you just don't do that. That's a horrible thing to do. But so many of the kids felt entitled to do that.
getting really into weeds, but that's the Yuval Levin argument from his book that I've mentioned many, many times about how in the world now you stand on platforms other people built and try to take advantage of that for your own needs, which often destroys the platform. And there's all kinds of examples of it. I think that's one there. But the only way out of the everybody gets a microphone thing is we got to stop listening to everybody with a microphone, I guess. Mm. Or maybe there is no way out of it. I don't know. But everybody has a microphone and everything sucks now. And I was shaking my head along with the old man, thinking you're right. Everything does suck because everybody has a microphone now.
I've got a heavy thought for you. You ready? Michael, are you ready? Because this is like uranium heavy here.
All right.
This is Joe's heavy thought. I thought we were going to have music for that or something like that.
No, it's too heavy for music.
Wow, too heavy for sound effects.
Right, right.
This is not a joke, people.
Western civilization will prove it deserves to survive by surviving. And if it doesn't deserve to survive, it will not. If we can't save it, we, being all of us, probably doesn't deserve to be saved.
Boy, I don't know. Does it going away mean it didn't deserve to survive? If cancer overtakes me, did I not deserve to survive because I had a cancer in me?
Decent metaphor, but I think civilizations work a little differently.
Than cancer? How so?
Well, it's...
I'm kidding.
It's to take it back to Bill Clinton, what's right with America is strong enough to fix what's wrong with America. Is that still true?
Okay, well, y'all, I'll be dead by then, but y'all enjoy whatever follows Western civilization. I'm willing to bet every dollar I have that it's not better.
It won't be more than 200 to 600 years of misery and poverty.
Or the end of the planet. Yeah.
The EOP? What?
I have asked this question many times. Why would anybody listen to this radio show?
I just resent you trying to one-up me. I say we got the end of the civilization here, and you say, no, it's the end of the planet. Well, all right, fine. Oh, no, it's the end of the universe. Oh, my, the galaxy will melt. I'm Jack Armstrong.
Michael says I don't. We will finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage.
It's a yes
and I've
or
met
no
with
question.
Many, many world leaders. I've traveled
That's enough,
around
Michael.
The world.
We get the point.
It's
I just wanted to bring
yes
up
no question.
That Kristi Noem is still making the circuit on the news shows. This is the next day after that clip was recorded, making that same weird, as soon as the mistake was brought to my attention that in my autobiography, I claimed that I met with Kim Jong-un, and I even read it out loud for the audio version Jack mentioned.
I've met many world leaders. I'm not going to get into specifics. Well, you got into specifics in the book, and they turned out to not be true.
Yeah.
Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Yeah.
Well, that's troubling. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
What just happened? Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew, starting with our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael.
You know, the problem is that Kristi Noem just got caught. So many politicians, they just roll the dice, and they just hope they don't get caught, and they usually don't.
You can't claim you met some world leader, and then it's easy to figure out you didn't.
Our esteemed newswoman, Katie Green, has a final thought. Katie?
I am having one of those days where I don't want to exercise, and I think I might skip it.
Yeah, I call that the 90s and the aughts.
You'd be so glad you did if you do it.
Yeah,
come on, kid. You can do it.
You certainly never regret it afterwards.
Jack, final thought for us?
Yeah, I think this Trump thing's getting interesting. He got found in contempt again today. $1,000. The judge said, hey, we're not going to do this much more. I'm going to put you in jail. That is going to be quite the story. That could happen this week.
My final thought, three more claims in Kristi Noem's book. She skinny dipped with the Queen of England. She played backgammon with Winston Churchill. And finally, she met with Mikhail Gorbachev and told him, tear down this wall.
Look, I've played many board games with many world leaders. There's no reason to get into specifics.
I've built walls. I've torn down walls.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people with thanks so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com for the hot links, for the swag. Pick up an Angie t-shirt, would you? It helps to keep everybody on the payroll during difficult times. There's something we ought to be talking about. Drop us a note. The email address is mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
Trump trial, Rafa. There's a couple of big stories going to be developing this week, I'll tell you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a little ditty about Jews and Hamas.
It's outrageous and it's dangerous.
And so grotesque.
I'm going to call my lawyer. Gonna.
They deserve our contempt. They also deserve our mockery.
Fair enough.
He said, well.
Okay.
So let's go out with a bang.
Well, again, some of this stuff gets...
End of quote.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.